You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing technique, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Aaron Pick, the CEO and founder of Solid Commerce, where you can manage your eBay, Walmart, and Amazon inventory from one platform. Sounds pretty awesome to me. And Mr. Pick, thanks for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me. Excited to be here today.
And equally excited to have you with us as well. Looking forward to learning a few things per your expertise. So for starters, what is the best way to start selling online? I think that's a fantastic place to start.
So this is a great question. I really like helping new brands selling online. The first thing to do is really to understand the product that you're selling and understand what is the advantage that you have, what is the unfair advantage that you can have in selling online. It can be anywhere from access to local inventory, maybe a product that you can personally produce and sell, maybe it's unique industry knowledge or access to specific people, but to find really what is the unfair advantage that you can have in that space to enable you to sell and compete with other merchants. So first is the product sourcing, where to identify the product, and again, what unfair advantage do you have in the sourcing of the product?
Certainly informative and a great way to lead things off here today. Now, you've picked your inventory. Let's say you've set up your online shop. What are the best ways to attract customers to your stores and get them to complete their shopping carts?
Great question. So thank you for that. And again, once you identify the product that you're selling, maybe it's access to a brand that you can have access to or people that you know or something that you love and you manufacture on your own. The next thing is really to get people and buyers to look at the product and so they can look at it online and search for it and understand what doing, how it can help them. And one of the best ways to do that is to go through the marketplaces. Marketplaces like Amazon, Walmart, eBay, all are great places where they doing a great job in bringing those buyers into the marketplace to look at those items. So you don't need to do the heavy lifting in going out there and find the buyers. They bring the buyer to you, and you can focus on sourcing the product and how that look on the marketplaces. But one of the nice things to do is to really start at the marketplaces, and they will bring the product to you. The buyers to you.
And of course, online retail is typically full of siloed sales channels. As an entrepreneur, what are the best ways to manage them while keeping your business profitable?
All right, so one of the important is, as you look at all those siloed marketplaces, and you mentioned it's really right that they are siloed, they're not communicating with each other. So eBay is not helping you sell on Amazon, Amazon is not going to help you sell on Walmart, and so forth. So you really need another operational solution on top of it that really connects all those siloed sales channels together. So we have a solution, for example, like Orders Connect. This is a multi-channel order management system that can really bring all the orders from all those sales channels into a unified place. You can print the orders, look at the orders, manage returns and everything in the order management space, and post the tracking back to the marketplaces. So instead of going to each marketplace one by one and manage the different processes, from order management, inventory management, and content management, is to find tools that can really manage all those multi-sales channels in a unified way.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome detail right there. Great information, quite informative and helpful so far today. We're joined by Mr. Aaron Pick, the CEO and founder of Solid Commerce, where you can manage your eBay, Walmart, and Amazon inventory from one platform here on eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Aaron, the online retail world is full of sellers, obviously. How can one differentiate themselves and win the customers? Obviously, that's what everybody wants to know.
So it's really finding the unfair advantage that you have in the product sourcing, and make sure that you have the passion to what you do in the product, that you really understand the product, that you really understand the space. And it's really important that you have a passion to what you do. because that will show. And there's a lot of difficulties in building an online product, and there's challenges in building online product. It's very important to make sure that you have the passion to what you do, and that will show across the board in your product and to your buyers and the customer success. So there's a lot of ways to differentiate. Again, it's the customer success, it's the quality of the product. You can differentiate by creating different bundles and kits on the marketplaces. So if it's perfume, for example, you can create things like his and hers for TVs. You see people doing tables and TVs and cables, for example. So there's a lot of creativity that can be had in how you're promoting the items online and how you're finding the right items for your buyers.
Now let's focus in on shipping. Obviously, as well, shipping is an 800-pound or more gorilla in the online retail world. Can you explain why managing shipping properly is so critical?
Absolutely. So as we talk about, you know, especially if you think about commodity items, and it's really hard to differentiate sometimes on the marketplaces and online when you're selling items that other people sell, it can really come down to the shipping that makes the difference, especially if you're looking at the marketplaces where typically when you're just clicking the buy button, they're giving you the cheapest buyer. If you're both buying the toothbrush, you know, for the same amount and you're getting the shipping cheaper by a buck, that can be the difference between getting all those Amazon sales to not getting those Amazon sales. And even being cheaper by a dollar or two can make a big impact by the marketplaces prioritizing you in order to get those sales. So the shipping is very important in your ability to compete in price on the marketplaces. And this is a hard cost that the more you optimize it, the better. And for solutions, again, like Order Connect, if you go to Order Connect online, you can get pricing with UPS up to 48% off of the MSRP and get about 12% off of the MSRP on USPS label printing. So you can get discounted shipping. You get the same product, the same shipping, two-day shipping or ground shipping, whatever it is, the service that you're buying from the carrier, but you can get that at a discount. And that discount, if all other things are equal, that can be the differentiator in your getting the best price online. So that means a lot.
And I'd say that's some fantastic advice and some great inside information as well. Really appreciate that. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or one last piece of advice as we wrap things up here today?
Yeah, I think what's important is there's a lot of complexities in e-commerce. It's a complex world. It's exciting world and the future of the transaction. This is very exciting. It's find a mentor that can help you. It's find someone that has the experience. There's a lot of great people that have great experience online, and I see people that have been there and done that, and they're coming back, and they want to help more people to succeed online. There's 5 million sellers on Amazon, so there's a wide range of sellers on Amazon, and you can go and join and be one of those merchants. So if you find if you can find someone to help and be a mentor, you can avoid a lot of those early on pitfalls and find success.
Well, Mr. Pick, really great to have had you on. Really appreciate all the informative and helpful information shared per your expertise on e-commerce and so much that you offer through your services. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information online on what you offer as well as a way to be in touch. Where's the best place online to do so?
The website is ordersconnect.com, and you have our contact information there, and you can reach us, you can call us, you can email us, find our contact information there.
And that sounds easy enough. Again, it is ordersconnect.com. Aaron, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. Certainly appreciated your time with us here today.
Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Aaron Pick, the CEO and founder of Solid Commerce, where you manage your eBay, Walmart, and Amazon inventory from one platform. And for further details, visit OrdersConnect.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.